LA Roofing. This is Stuart.
Hey, Stuart. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. So is this a good time to talk with you?
Yeah. I got a quick second. I was spending some time with the family, but it's all right. What you got?
Okay.
Want to go over some of the Google Guaranteed stuff?
It's up to you. If this is a good time for you, then I'd be delighted to go over. I don't want to interrupt your family time.
That's fine. No worries. Just give me a couple minutes. Let me finish this call, okay? Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. How much do you know about Google Guarantee?
Not much. I've just been offered it, and I see them. You know, I see the ads.
Okay. So Google Guarantee is up at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. You do have to pass there's some requirements in order to be listed there. And we are Google Premier Partner, as you know, so that is one of the positions that we can program in as well once we go through the background check and the different things. So I know that Angel had checked and verified that you have license and insurance, and also that you have a social security number and you can pass the background check, no felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay. And then for the licensing that you maintain for SLA Roofing and Restoration Incorporated, which one is it?
It's a roofing license.
Oh, is it the Florida State Certified Roofing Contractors License?
Yes, I have a qualifier, Mark Roberts, yes.
Okay, perfect. I just have to verify, because we don't like to sign you guys up for it if we don't know that you're going to pass. And some people will be like, yeah, I have a business license, and it's like from the city. You know, like it's not like a license.
They have like a Sun Biz license. Yeah, no, I got you.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure.
No, this is actually a Florida Roofing CCC license.
Perfect. That's exactly one of the options that's available, one of the things that you can definitely use to verify with this. And then you maintain the general liability insurance.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. This goes to get yourself and the entire company and any employees that you choose to put on the application background check. It's just one-time $250 for the entire company, not per employee or anything like that, okay?
Right, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Now, the entire process for that, I'm required to let you know that the maximum amount of time that it would ever take to get you Google Guarantee certified is 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, Stuart. It really depends on how quickly you get us the information that we need. If you fill out the application and get it back to us, we can have you approved in a very short amount of time. Okay?
Okay, got you.
Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, what the Google Guarantee actually is that the guarantee is for the general public. If you click on the Google Guarantee section and you look at any of the providers and you click on what does Google Guarantee mean, it's going to tell you that Google backs those companies with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. They've passed certain background checks and been vetted. So Google is saying, hey, this is tried and true company. This is a legit, top-notch company for the public to work with. So once your Google Guarantee approved, then we go ahead and we're able to turn the leads on. So the way that it works is your Google Guarantee lead cost for roofing is going to be, let me see here, I have made it in. $58.67 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of $765. So the way that it works is Google requires a minimum monthly budget to begin those leads for 13 leads. It's kind of like an activation budget, an escrow account, if you will. So when the leads come on, they'll come in at approximately 3 leads a week unless you choose to increase them or you can choose to pause them. And you can pause for as long as you want or need to, and that money stays in that account. It doesn't go anywhere. There is not a regular monthly charge on that account. Okay?
Gotcha.
So if you pause it with $600 in it, that's where it's at 8 months later when you decide to cut it back on. Okay?
Okay, gotcha. Now, I have a question. Does it go right to my website, or how does it work?
I'm going
to
explain that part right now. So when people go to Google and they punch in roofing contractor, best roofer near me, any of your services, the population at the very top of the page is the Google Guarantee section. When they go into the Google Guarantee section and they click on your Google Guarantee ad, you're not automatically charged. Your website is attached there. All of your reviews and accolades are attached there. Your service radius, your exactly what you're offering is all listed there. Because if you were to get a call for something that you don't offer that's not listed on that profile, then you're not charged for that. That's not a qualified lead. So Google's very specific about how the leads are qualified. First and foremost, unlike any other lead service, Stuart, these calls are not being filtered by local Splash. So we're not contacting you by, you know, I know how Andrews and Thumbtack and all those companies work. So they contact you and say, hey, here's a possible lead for you, and then you're stuck chasing them down between now and $10, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not how this works. These clients are going to the Google Guarantee section. They see that you're a trusted provider, and they choose to reach out to you directly. It's direct contact from the client. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because you're assigned a specific Google Guarantee call tracking phone number, and all those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. Right before you pick up the phone, it says on the caller ID, it says in your ear, this is an LSA, local service at Google Guarantee call. It's a real-life human on the other end of the phone. At that point, if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's a robocall, if it's a scam call, if it's a spam call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, you're not charged. If it happens to be somebody who is requesting a service that you do not provide and you decline the job, you are not charged. If it happens to be somebody requesting a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. Those are all considered unqualified leads. The only thing that you are charged for is if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead.
Okay.
And then the charge of $58.67 is going to come from that budget there, the $765 budget, okay? Once that budget's exhausted, then we contact you to replenish it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And you have access to all the call recordings as well. So say, for example, one slipped through the cracks. And you have access to that from your local / client dashboard. You would simply let us know, hey, we need you to dispute this call right here. It doesn't meet the qualifications. It's not a qualified lead. And we dispute it with Google. You don't have to fight them over that. We go ahead and get it taken care of.
That makes sense. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I mean, in my opinion, it's the cure for cancer as far as leads go, because you can't just click through. Somebody can't just click through and decide, oh, you know, I don't really want to call them anyway, you know, and it decharges you something. So with this, they're contacting you directly. It's real life human beings that are truly interested in your services. And the thing is when your Google Guarantee ad is not live, so say you're not offering 24-hour service, say you're offering service from 9 to 5 only, and you don't rotate off that Google Guarantee section, you still show up there. However, it's your regular phone number during the off hours. It's not the Google call tracking number, so they can still contact you from that section. You just won't be charged the lead cost. So there's huge advantages to it.
Right. I got you. Makes sense.
Do you have any other questions?
I mean, I think it all sounds good. What do you have, like an application for me or something?
Yeah, I charge the $250, and then I send the application over to you. We give you 24 hours with it, and then we go ahead and have client onboarding connect with you. That takes about 15 minutes to get you onboarded, and then we push it through.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. So what do you need? Roofing license, proof of general liability, and basically the application filled out?
Yep. So right now I'm pulling up the billing for your account. Do I have your permission to charge the card that we have on file, the $250 application fee?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send the application over to you via text message as well as via email. And it's very easy to navigate. You need the Accord document from your general liability insurance. We do give you an example of the COI that we need. You'll upload the business license, you'll put in your social security number, your specific information. Now, how many face-to-face employees do you have? People going out and bidding on behalf of the company?
Everyone is subcontracted. So,
okay,
you
cool.
know, I don't, yeah, it's all subcontracted.
Yeah, don't put anybody on there then. So we don't want any snafus, as it were, okay?
Yeah, no subcontractors. So maybe I'll just put one for me.
You don't even need to put one. If you're the owner, owner-operator, you just put yourself in, and it's going to be your specific information in there, and that's good
that's
enough.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm going to send that over to you. It is going to ask for a minimum monthly budget in there. I will include all of the important numbers. And then let me go ahead and schedule your client interview with my technician for tomorrow. Is around the same time good, or...
Can you do any earlier by chance?
Yeah, the earliest is 10:30 a.m. your time.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'll lock you in there. We will call from the 877 phone number if.
Then,
go ahead.
When you call me in, I'm gonna add my office assistant because she's the one that helps me out with paperwork and stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, no worries. We can definitely bring her in on the conversation so that she can handle it. Because what's gonna happen? Go ahead.
I believe I added her as authorization on my account with Local Splash too.
Yep. She's in there. Absolutely. I can see her as a preferred contact. So that's perfectly fine. After they're just going to verify this, personal information and then the business information. It takes literally like maybe 10 minutes and then they will go ahead and have you, upload at some point, whether it's right then or it's a couple of days later, you're going to wind up uploading your driver's license to a specific link that they send you through Evident ID or Pinkerton ID. So they just want to go over that with you.
Can I have all of the stuff sent to her by chance to help me? Is it possible?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll just bring her in on the phone conversation with Ivan, and then we'll go ahead and get it squared away that way. As long as she has access to your driver's license to upload it, they may ask for the front and the back. Then I imagine that would be good. Yeah.
I'll get her everything. She's got everything she needs. Now let me ask you, for the COI, does anyone need to be added, like Google Guarantee? Does they need to be added to the certificate of insurance?
Not to my knowledge. I'm going to send it over to you right now. Give me just a second. And within that application, it actually shows exactly. It's not Google Guarantee that needs to be added. Here, let me see here. Going, getting that going. And then your email. The system wants to pick up, of course. Okay, I just want to get your appointment secured before anything because I don't want nobody to snag that from me. Okay. I've got that. Okay, let me go ahead and pull this application up and take a look. Okay.
And then let's see, 362. Okay, this number will be fine for you to contact me on this. That's fine. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool.
Certificate of insurance. No, it doesn't have any additional insured name. So anybody within the company, we don't need it assigned to us. No.
Okay, got you. Okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. So then really it's 10:30 tomorrow Eastern time, correct?
Correct. And I'm sending this application out to you literally right now. I'm just putting in that last little.
I'm going to call. Let me add Heather in real quick. Give me one sec.
There we go. Okay. If you want the client onboarding call to be with her tomorrow, we can do that as well. If you just would rather her take care of it, they're just going to ask, like, they're going to verify a few things on the company and then.
Oh, I didn't know. Were you talking the whole time?
Oh, no. You said, let me add Heather, and I thought you were still there. Sorry.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. I just added her in, so I switched over. I'm sorry. So I didn't catch anything
you said. No. Don't be sorry. All I was saying was if you want, she can do the client onboarding appointment for you if that's easier for you.
It's fine. We'll just meet tomorrow. Heather, are you available at 10:30 tomorrow for a phone call?
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to try, and I want you to help me get set up. I'm trying to get set up for the Google Guarantee ads through Local Splash just to try another avenue of leads. You know, I think it pops up pretty high on Google and something that, you know, I think it would be good to go ahead and get in there and try and get some more phone calls going for the company. So with that being said, there's a 10:30 phone call scheduled. I can just drop you in on the call if that's cool, if you can just set your calendar aside for 10:30 tomorrow.
All right. I got you down.
And then she's going to send me the application. I'm going to forward that over to you. But I've already given you authorization on my on my behalf for this local splash stuff, so your name is on there.
Okay. Yeah, I think we did this before, didn't we, or something similar?
Yeah, we talked to them when I first started, and I just I'm trying little avenues. I got them doing Facebook things. I got them doing, you know, now I'm trying the Google Guarantee. I was just trying a couple of their other services.
Yeah, so Heather, my name's Amy. I'm one of the specialists over here for the Google Guarantee platform at Local Splash. And there's just a quick application process that you guys are going to fill out. It's pretty straightforward. It shows you exactly which piece of the certificate of insurance we need for his insurance. He maintains the roofing license for the state of Florida, so you'll upload that, his social security number. And then once that application is submitted and processed, his background check will go to one of two different, it's a random draw. Like, it'll go either to Pinkerton or it'll go to Evident ID. And at that point, they will trigger a text message with a specific link. And that's when you'll need to upload his driver's license. But we don't know when that will be. So that's why we're going to make sure that your information is saved in the account already. But make sure that they know that you have access to go ahead and upload those things, because he may be in the field and it's a 30-minute window when we have to do it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. So I have you guys all squared away for a call tomorrow morning. I did send the application over via email. I will send it over via text message. The minimum monthly budget is in there as well. That is the number you're required to put in, and that's the magic number is 765. Now, once you guys are Google Guarantee approved, Google will inform us if you qualify for max lead bidding. That's an option that you always have available, usually always have available to you. If you want to increase your lead flow, or you want to increase your lead cost, like how much you're willing to pay per lead for a specific type of lead coming in. They explain it further to you after you're completely approved, but it's not a requirement. Okay.
Got you. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you guys have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Amy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye now.
Bye.